Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alastair Carmichael with PCI Fibers. Alastair, how you doing?
Morning, Kemp. I'm doing great. Spring from the allergies along with the rest of the southeast, but apart from that, fine.
Yes, a tough pollen count. This is, I guess, because of the severeness of the winter. They say this is hitting us pretty quickly and very severely.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm really excited to have you with us today because there's been a lot of talk lately. I was at the NFA meeting up in Banff, Canada, and talking to Dan Frierson the other day, and he was pointing out the fact that while the carpet market in volume is down, you know, some say as much as 13% in the last year, the use of polyester is up 26%. I want to get to that in a minute, but before we get into that, let's first say, you know, PCI Fibers, tell us real quickly who that is.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Kemp. PCI stands for Petrochemical Consultants International. We look at the downstream petrochemical chain. We don't do oil and natural gas, but we do all the petrochemicals that come out of the refinery and then down to their applications. And clearly in fibers, polyester, nylon, acrylic are our primary synthetic fibers, but we also look at the cotton and wool and rayon, the man-made fibers, as to how they impact the overall market for fibers totally. And then we look at end uses into the different areas, carpet, textiles, industrial, etc. We also look at the other end uses for polyester, like resins, packaging resins, bottles, film, engineered plastics. So we try and look at the whole picture from coming out of the refinery, all the key chemicals, petrochemicals coming out of the refinery, down to the end uses and where they're going, and put pictures together as to what the supply and demand is doing, how that's likely to affect availability and pricing issues.
Actually, you know, when I was at Synthetic Industry or SI Corporation, we used to get your newsletter, and so you publish a report. Is it every month?
That's right. Yeah. We do monthly reports in the polyester chain, also in the nylon chain. We do annual supply demand reports, and we do single client consulting as well.
You're a great resource for what I want to talk about. I mean, because you know from all the different polymer types out there, how is it that you're able to track the consumption into specifically carpet?
Well, the one good thing about tracking consumption to carpet is that it's very much a U.S.-European business.
Okay.
When it gets into the apparel business, then it's much more difficult because you're spread all over the world. Mm-hmm. So we do have good relationships with the various trade associations. We talk to customers. I mean, there's nothing that beats being here on the ground, mm-hmm. talking to customers and getting the feel direct from the market. And that's, I think, one of PCI's strengths. We're not an internet-based market research group. We're real people sitting here on the ground talking with our customers every day.
And so this is primary information that we're talking about here, and that's why I wanted to talk to you. So give us a lay of the land. Tell us, go through the major fiber types that's used for carpets and talk about the change.
I'd love to. And let me start at the top line. Obviously, the carpet industry has been dominated by nylon and polypropylene for a good number of years. And polyester, where it had a position in staple, has really grown its position in filament over the last 5-6 years, from being really a very small percentage to now being a significant and growing percentage. And when I talk polyester, I include PTT, the triester, from DuPont and through Mohawk.
Right.
If I can just put polyester into perspective from the global fibers business, last year there was 73 billion pounds of polyester fiber produced. Now that's out of a total of 155 billion pounds in the overall fibers business. Polyester and cotton accounts for 82% of the total fibers business, whereas nylon is less than 5%.
Right.
So from a carpet perspective, where nylon has been the driver, that's not the case globally in total fibers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to realize for the carpet industry that polyester is a much bigger issue out there in the rest of the world than within the carpet segment. And another fascinating fact on polyester is that 91% of the polyester fiber in the world is produced in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So Asia is a huge factor in driving what goes on in polyester and in its raw material. So issues of end use, of actual carpet production being impacted by Asia, no, that's not such a big issue. But what's happening to raw material pricing in Asia is a big issue for polyester and how that impacts carpet.
So you get these supply and demand equations working for us, and you're basically telling us that polyester is 10 times the size of nylon.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. And one of the things, one of the reasons, and actually I was wrong, we talked a little bit before this interview, I thought the reason that polyester, and I guess if you would confirm that polyester, as Dan Frierson said, grew 26% into carpet this year, even though the market was down.
Yep, on BCF level, that's exactly the numbers that we've got. Yep. And overall, carpet fiber was down about 13-14%. Mm-hmm. But polyester BCF grew 26%.
Okay. And I thought the reason was because that the delta in pricing was expanding, and you're telling me actually that it's dropped in the last couple of years.
It's been up and down, but really it's not at an unusually high level right now. Mm-hmm. There's always been a delta between that has favored polyester mm-hmm. over nylon, and it's at a fairly typical level right now. We hit a peak in the height of the oil crisis or the oil crunch in 2008, where there was a particular part of the nylon chain, the benzene element, was at all-time high levels. So the delta did open up in late 2008, but it fell back. In fact, it fell from almost $2,000 a ton to less than $1,000 a ton.
All right. So
and it's at the level it's at right now is not untypical. So its price is always going to be in the favor of polyester.
Right.
It is just a lower cost polymer to produce. So that has been an issue, but I think we've got to look a little deeper than just saying it's price. I think that the two fibers types that have lost the most share are nylon staple mm-hmm. and polypropylene BCF.
Right.
Polyester has really gained in BCF at the expense of polypropylene, more so than nylon.
So take us through, you were telling me that polypropylene in the last 7 or 15 months or so has changed, 200% or so?
Yes, the pricing on polypropylene has been very, very volatile. Polypropylene, the main feedstock is propylene, mm-hmm. and that follows oil very closely. So as oil has gone up and down, you know, up to $140 a barrel in July 2008 and then down to $30 in January 2009, propylene followed those, you know, huge swings, and much more so than nylon. So we've seen propylene pricing going from 20 cents a pound up to 80 cents a pound at a time when polyester has not seen anything like those fluctuations.
Yeah. So after talking to you, you know, of course, I was of the myth that polyester was expanding, filament polyester was expanding because of the delta of its price versus nylon, and you're telling me that it's really probably more around what they're able to do, how it performs in carpet, that's really probably the main driver.
I think the styling, the Berber styles for polypropylene, which was a great fit for polypropylene,
right.
That's
gone away.
No longer there.
Yeah.
The pricing impact on the polypropylene chain has all come back to help polyester. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've had technical improvements in the equipment that's out there to produce polyester BCF. I don't think I'm saying anything that anybody in the business doesn't know, but the Neumag latest BCF machinery range, which does have specific features designed for polyester, seems to do a great job and has improved the quality and the resilience of polyester in carpet applications. So I think we've seen, as usual, you know, it's rarely one thing. It's usually a culmination of two or three things that come together that lead to a shift. Mm-hmm. And I think polyester BCF has been a beneficiary.
Is it very expensive? You may not know this question, but if you own a lot of capacity for nylon, is it expensive to convert that equipment to be able to make polyester?
I don't know the real answer to that, Kemp. I don't think it's not impossible. There has been some investment in that direction rather than brand new plant. But everything I hear is that on the BCF machine, it's tough on a converted machine to get the performance that the new machinery is providing. So I think that generally requires new machinery investment.
Yeah. All right, well, Alistair, I knew you knew what was going on in the marketplace, and I'd like to come back to you every now and then because you're an expert in where the polymers are being used and the volume shift from one year to the other.
Yep.
And so it's great to talk to you. You've been talking to Alistair Carmichael with PCI Fiber, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.